This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
One of the best ways to get lucky in real estate these days is to move into a neighborhood that's not quite there yet and hope it gentrifies so your property goes up in value. But it doesn't always work out, which brings us to the Englewood neighborhood of Chicago, where one homeowner took that gentrification gamble and lost. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Sylvester Monroe reports.
You guys want some tea or something?
The inside of Bob Bennett's five-bedroom home in Englewood is something to behold. Beautiful paintings, leather couches, hardwood floors, granite countertops. But the view from the back window?
This house right here, board up to the right, board up to the left. So that's three we're looking at just right out here outside the window.
Abandoned homes and empty lots line the streets around Bennett's house. When he bought the two-story in 2000, he was betting that Englewood was about to become more affluent. He'd seen it happen in other historically black neighborhoods on the South Side.
I was looking for a neighborhood that I thought was going to be the next Brownsville. And obviously, I was wrong about my expectations for the neighborhood.
Bennett bet wrong on gentrification. Instead of moving up, Englewood's been spiraling down. Home prices are off over 50% from 5 years ago. 40% of residents are unemployed. The neighborhood has one of the highest murder rates in the city.
If I had it to do all over again, no. To be honest with you, no. I would not have moved here.
Critics of gentrification say people like Bob Bennett push poor residents out. But city officials like Alderman Willie Cochran say middle-class pioneers like Bennett are just what Englewood needs.
The most important thing about that character in the community is that they have stabilized the community to the point where I can advocate for reinvestment, for redevelopment.
Cochran says people who make good money attract new business and job opportunities. But homeowner Bob Bennett says the first step to economic prosperity is not attracting more middle-class families. It's stopping the violence in Englewood.
It destroys any kind of economic growth that you would hope for. It destroys your property values. It can totally destroy a community.
Get rid of the violence, he says, and a more prosperous neighborhood will follow. In Chicago, I'm Sylvester Monroe for Marketplace.